Blog Talk Radio.
Right here on this lovely, sexy Saturday.
What's up, everybody? Yes, it's Saturday. It's a sexy Saturday. You guys know how we do. We get it in every Saturday. And today I am live on location right now with Unique in the building. I told you guys we was going to drop that new track for you.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Man, y'all
doing it big
out here.
Yes. Friends and family right now. Friends and family. Doing it real big out here. You know, we got to get it in this Saturday.
I know. I'm missing it, but it's all good.
Yes. You should be here right now, baby G. Where you at? It's Friday. It's you know, you got to be out here in your little shorts looking sexy and stuff, girl.
I know. It's too hot, though, girl. I'm going to melt.
You going to melt?
No, I'm going to melt. No.
That fair skin going to melt like a popsicle.
Exactly.
I am really loving it, though. It's feeling good out here. You hear this breeze I got behind me?
I hear all that. It's windy, right?
Yeah,
It's not even windy at all. But let's pull Unique on the line.
Oh, definitely.
Let's get talking about this track.
Oh, we gonna air the track? Okay, let's do it.
Let's get into it already. Let's get into it already.
Unique, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, we got the party line going. Let's go.
I know, early in the game, right? Early in the game today.
You get it early in the game, y'all. It's sexy Saturday, so why not? Let's do it. So go ahead and let them know what's going down. Let's get this started.
Oh, yeah, what's up, everyone? Hey, we out here about to play some baseball. But we wanted to come and we wanted to drop this track for y'all. We wanted to let y'all know what we've been working on. And we got Miss Erica Marie on the track this time with Richard Spinks. So we're doing it real big right now. And this track is called Emotions Running High. It's a real hot track.
Yes, it's really hot, y'all. Like, we definitely got to kick it into gear, but before we do, Erica Marie, go ahead and say a little something before, you know, because your debut, everybody going to, you know, bless us with your talent, long awaiting your arrival, and you're here, little debut, something to the track, so go ahead and speak before we go ahead and get to the track.
Yeah, we got open airwaves today. I'm excited though. Everybody get to hear what I can do. Everybody might not like it, but hopefully they enjoy it. We got in the studio with Hitman and UQ Productions. You know how we get it. mean, it's been something that we've been working on for a minute, you know. So we finally was like, we got to put it out there. You know, everybody's been on my head about getting in the studio. So I had to do it.
Yeah, we had to pull her by her hair and pull her in the studio.
Exactly.
Well, Baby Gino, she was there a couple of those sessions. Baby Gino,
she was up there supporting, and she was doing her thing in the studio too.
Yeah, I have, you know, being a little cheerleader, of course.
Well, you just tuning in right now. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on BangOutRadio.com. It's your girl Amanda Bigby G and Erica Marie, and we got Unique on the line. Hitman ENT in the building. UQ Productions, Unique. And we're gonna get in here. We're gonna go ahead and get to this track. Hitman, Erica Marie, Richard Spinks, Unique, Emotions Running High. Let's get it. World premiere right now.
My love is the hell realm, and I'll set demons on ya. Attracted to the way you walk, as well as your stare. Your skin tone, your facial features, and the smell of your hair. I was kinda scared at first, yes, I'll admit it. Taking over with every breath I breathe. Reality's a sad thing, I really don't wanna see you leave. Let me massage your back, kiss on your shoulders, and rub on your feet. Whatever happens, just know it's between you and me.
My emotions are running high, gotta tell you what just summertime.
Are you looking me, looking at me? Can't get enough for your body.
We can do just what you like. Get comfortable, relax your mind.
Cause boy, I mean what I see you. Wrap your arms all over my body.
It's amazing. These mind games got me jetting off. I'm hesitating, waiting for it. I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 things burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross when I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running, and I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running high.
That was your girl, Erica Marie, Unique, Richard Spinks, Hot Track, Emotions Running High. The premiere, Erica Marie holding it down. I am excited. That song was hot. Hot Track. Erica Marie, how do you feel about that?
It's the song right now. It's the voice.
I got a big old smile on my face.
Erica Marie, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. How do you feel about the song right now?
What I'm really happy about it. I don't know. We got having some technical difficulties over here. You know, I'm not in the studio with you right now, so.
Hello?
That's unique. I'm glad it came out nice. I love the finished product.
Marie holding me down for the Hitman in Sexy Saturdays. Hang out radio. She's doing her thing. Finally gets to bless us with her presence on the track. And, of course, you know, we did it real big. Emotions running high. Shout out to Richard Spink. Shout out to Unique. Shout out to the whole Hitman crew. That track was high. I was really
sweet. Well, I hope everybody was feeling the track.
I know I was. I was over here popping my head too.
Yeah, we worked really hard on it. Erica Marie went in there and she laid it down, and you know it was golden. She did her thing. At first she was like, you know, skeptical, seeing how it was going to sound, but then she got up in there and it was like natural to her.
I'm not gonna lie, I was really nervous. I was really nervous. I was like, what am I doing? But then, well, because, you know what? I'm going to have to say this about the studio. Like, you know how you do, if you do a live performance, you know, you're giving it your all. And in the studio, you got to tone it down a little bit, and I'm not used to that. So it was a little different for me. It was really different, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being in the studio with everyone, and you know I love music, which is why I work where I work. Bang Out Radio.
You got your feet wet, and that was it.
You love everybody's music, so that was good.
You know, if you don't love what you do, there's no reason to be doing it.
Exactly. It's about the money, but sometimes it's not about the money at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, money is nice, too.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Hey, I mean, I want to make money, though, but I'm just saying. No, but you know what? Music is music just makes you just happy. You know what? Like, you feeling bad? There's emotions running high. This song came out. We wrote our own verses, and we put our talent into it. I mean, those words come from somewhere. You know what I mean? They come from somewhere positive and special from us. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm loving it, though.
So, definitely. Y'all did your thing. I applaud to you. Y'all get applause from me. It was a hot track. I'm feeling it. We definitely going to play it.
Go ahead and applaud yourself too, Erica Marie.
Thank you, the both of you. Thank you. I tried. You know, we don't get to hear what people think about it. You know.
I know all three of us need to get some track real soon. I'm not going to be really hot. We really put it down. I know that for sure.
And we got another track coming soon. Thank you, Jen.
I know, I'm excited.
That was worked on with UQ Productions, you know.
Yeah, coming out with bangers, though. I mean, I think it's the time.
Yeah, well, we'll be finishing that soon. It's going to be a hot track, y'all. Baby G was putting it down.
Yes! I can't wait, actually, for to debut your song, because it's a different side of Baby G that people don't know about. Baby G rocks the mic, y'all. She rocks the mic.
And I'm not looking for something R&B. You're going to see a new side of me. A new leaf, I should say. want to thank Unique for calling in, and hopefully you'll call back when we discuss our topic.
Hey, no problem. You know what? I love coming in here, talking on Sexy Saturday, giving people, the talent that God gave me, being able to express the talent that God gave me. I feel really blessed, and I feel happy that I can do that. And, hopefully I can inspire somebody out there so they can do their thing as well.
Definitely.
Yes, you inspired me, Unique.
Well, we can't wait for you to drop your single, which will be coming soon as well. Erica Marie's single will be coming soon. She'll be dropping her track and, blessing you with all her talent by herself.
Oh, no. That's exciting.
Is that what you guys are waiting on?
We're waiting on you. You need to just go ahead and jump in the studio and make it happen.
Yeah. The collaborations is cool, but when you by yourself and you hear, your raw talent, it's nothing better than that.
Yeah, there's nothing better than that. So it's time for you to get out there. It's time for you to do your thing. Waiting on that Get Hot track. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're waiting on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, big ups to Unique, UQ Productions in the building. Shout out to blessing yourself on the track as well, the hot track.
Yeah,
all right, thank you guys. And I'll catch y'all later. Thanks for allowing me to be on Bang Out Radio. Much love.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time with us today.
Really, though.
Like you said, they out here getting it in. They about to play some baseball, have some grub. I'm gonna give me a plate, too. Don't forget about me. But a big shout out to Richard Spinks on that track. He got off on that track.
Yeah, big shout out to Richard Spinks. He got off on that track. That's a hot track.
I mean, he comes on Bang Out a lot, and he talks. He gets on all the other shows, and he gets with all the other hosts, and he talks crap, but the boy actually can get down.
At the end of the day, he is about his music.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he really got out on that track. I was really feeling that when I first heard it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's hot. I'm definitely getting on that.
Yeah. So let's get into this hot topic we have for everybody.
Before we get into this topic, while I still have Unique before he gets into this baseball game, he has a performance tonight. Go ahead and tell him about your performance tonight.
Yeah, we got a performance over there. It's at the International Swap Meet Mall over there behind 24 Hour Fitness around Avenue K and 10th Street West. If you guys can come by, come and check it out. It's $5 to get in. It's going to be a bunch of different artists. It starts at 5 o'clock. I'll be performing at 6:30. So, just if you can drop by, step on in, and just check out what I really do. You guys can see me perform live, and you guys can hear what I do. I'm good live, so it's not just in the studio. So come on and check it out. It's gonna be I'm gonna be performing with Otto Denali. So you guys come out there and you guys check him out. You guys hear what he does. Homeboy, he lays it down, real true poet. Come out there, check us out. We're gonna bring it hot.
What song are you guys performing?
We will be performing Moonshine. I don't know if we played it already before, but if you guys have heard it, you guys will love it. It's going to be even better live. But
oh,
come
man,
out,
we
got to
get the track over here, though. That's one of my favorite tracks between y'all two. Y'all got to send that track to Bang Out to Sexy Saturday so we can play it. So that's one of my, favorite.
I'm going to send it to you guys so you guys can hear Moonshine. It's a really hot track.
Yeah, we definitely want to get that in rotation. That's a hot track.
But I'll be there tonight. Erica Marie will be at the performance tonight.
I wish I could go.
We're going to record it, and we're going to put it on YouTube, too, so you guys will be able to see what we did. If you guys didn't get a chance to get out there, you guys will be able to see it on post. So you guys just check it out.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to check it out because I can't make it. But big ups to you, Nick. Big ups to Semyado Denali. Check them out tonight at the Lancaster International Swap Meet over there by 24-Hour Fitness. They're getting it in over there. While you're on your way to 24, go ahead and stop by and see my boys, Semyado, before you get it in.
Yeah, before you get that workout in.
Yeah, don't come after, because I think you might be a little funky, you know.
Yeah, don't go after your workout.
Just like, damn, a bunch of people came from 24-Hour Fitness today, huh?
Man. But let's definitely get into this hot topic. I can't wait to get it, because, ladies out there, this topic is for you. Sorry, men. We got to man bash you.
Yeah, we got to man bash a little bit today. Before Unique goes, because you know he has to go. You guys, we're holding him up from playing his game. Our hot topic is, why do men treat women they care about badly and women they have no ties to with respect?
Well, you want my opinion on that? I'll say because it's easier to not show those feelings than it is to actually show them. Actually, you know, give the person that really cares about you, give the person that really cares about you those true feelings, because then you have then there's like a reason of holding you. And some people don't like to be held. Some people don't want to give people anything. You know, some people just are selfish and they don't want to give people something. They don't want to give that love that they might be feeling. I don't know why they got to hide it. I don't know why everybody's trying to hide how they really feel. I mean, if you love somebody, love them. If you don't want to be with nobody, don't be with them. But don't play games with them. That's the way I feel about it.
Man. A man, you guys, a real man. Unique is a real man. He came and he answered that, and he didn't bullshit us either.
Gave us the real deal, like Holy said, right?
Man, thank you, Unique, though. I know you have to get to your game. Thank you for chilling with us for a while.
Yeah, I'm about to go show my skills up on this field, so y'all take it easy. Thanks. Big shout out once again to Bang Out Radio, Sexy Saturdays, Erica Marie, and Baby G, you know, and also one shout out to Richard Spinks. He wasn't able to be here today to announce the premiere, but, you know, we love everybody, and thank you guys for listening and giving us respect, and thank you guys for showing us love. All right, I'm out.
Bye. I might go and watch them play a little bit, you know, and collect my plate.
So mine in a plastic baggie.
Man, if you're just tuning in, this is Sexy Saturdays with the hot topic, why do men treat women they care about badly and women they have no ties to with respect? Hit us up at 661-621-7559 or on Erica Marie and Amanda Baby G on our Facebook, baby. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Talk about it with us. You know, we always have these topics. People be scared. Like, and it's so crazy because once we get off the air, I get hit up like crazy. Like, oh, man, you guys, y'all crazy. Like, why are you scared to call in?
We keep it real. We don't hold nothing back. If you have something to say, say it. You know what I mean? It's a free country, free speech. This is what we do. We exercise our rights.
Of course. But you know what? I really feel Unique's answer on that. I think people, you know, men in general, sorry, men. It's all love, though. We like men over here. So, but just for people, you know, when you don't know someone and you're just starting to talk to them and they're really basically, you know, sorry to put it this way, a nobody in your life, you don't have any ties with them, any children with them, bills, house, whatever, you could be so fake with them and be like, I don't have to show them any of my emotions because I don't have any history with them. I don't have any past with them. They can't do anything to hurt me. They don't owe me anything, and I don't owe them anything.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it sucks for those people that you do care about and people, you know, people that care about you because, you know, you guys' emotions have already been exposed. People's feelings have already gotten hurt. Things have already been done and said.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people can't handle that.
Exactly. It's like too much. And you know how men are. They don't really want to show feelings. You know, the real men out there, not saying it's fake men, but, you know, I'm just saying the ones that are afraid to show their feelings or, you know, don't want to share their heart or want to give their heart, but afraid it's going to get broken, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's real. Man, we know you don't want to say it, but I have a couple of men in my life that I love dearly that, you know, just told me straight out, like, they don't want to show their emotions, they don't want to get hurt, or I've been told before that I don't give a fuck about anybody else, so why would I show them my real emotions? And I'm just like, oh, okay, you know, like, that's what it is. I can't change it. You can't change it. That is what it is, and that's just how they feel. Men are crazy. Men are difficult creatures. I always want to call women difficult.
I know. We're the problem. We're always the problem. We always the cause and never the solution.
I'm always the solution. No.
Yeah.
I'm always the solution. My brothers call me when they're having problems. So.
So you're the solution on their end, huh?
Yeah. Now in my own relationships, I don't know. I'm like the advice line.
Real talk, though. Real talk. Like I'm gonna put my own, you know, put you in my shoes right now. I'm going through a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Everything was nice, everything was good, you know what I mean? It's when you push somebody to a certain point where they're, like, tired of hearing you, tired of, you know, everything, all the arguments and everything. And it's just like, I've been through so much. I'm a very nice person. I always put people above me, you know what I mean? I always put myself last. Maybe that's, you know, my downfall. Maybe not. You know what I mean? It just depends on the situation. It depends on the circumstances. But I always put people first.
Hell, baby G, you know how I feel. You push me too hard, your ass going to get pushed back.
Exactly. So it's just like, you get to that point to where you're like, damn, like, really? But it's just like, when you have somebody in your corner, especially men out there, you know what I mean? I understand it's hard when you have, you know, you're down and out, don't have no job. You know what I mean? You know? Going through life is just on you. And you always need that woman there to push you and to keep it going and to tell you that you're worthy. You know what I mean? You could do more. You could be more. Everything like that. But it's just like some men don't want to hear it. You know?
Yeah.
Some men don't want to hear that. Like, oh, you could be better. You could do better. You could do this and you could do that. Some men just don't want to hear it. They want to do it all themselves. But it's just like sometimes you need that help. Sometimes you need
Girl.
That extra
push. Y'all hear Baby G getting deep over here. Yeah, I know what you're feeling.
Sure. I mean, this topic is like a little bit close to home because I'm going through that. You know what I mean? I've been there, done that. And it's just like, I don't need, I mean, if you're not going to build me up and push me and support me, then why should I build you up and support you and push you?
What Chris Brown say? He say, deuces.
Really, though. Like, it's so true. Like, this topic is really real. Like I said, it's close to home, and I'm not far. I've been through it. I know people that are going through it. I mean, especially men. I know some men that, you know, support their woman and and, you know, push them to do better, to be a good woman, to be the boss, you know what I mean, in the workplace or whatever. And just, like, some women just rely on men so much to where it's like, well, why do I got to do it? Why can't you do it, you know, and try to make it go the other way. But it's just like, it's a 50-50 kind of thing, you know. I think if you're in a relationship should consider be, you know, should have you push him and he pushes you. And y'all just both be fine.
Everything works both ways. I mean, you know, we get on men, but we also get on women on here. Everything works both ways. I know some women, some career-driven women, don't be giving their man what they need at home. Hey, that's how you get cheated on.
Yeah. The same thing. I mean, it just depends on the situation. I mean, if a woman's working hard, you know what I mean, the man's at home or he has his little side job or whatever and it's not nowhere near what she's doing, I mean, she's going to see that. You know what I mean? We're just so, you know, the ideal is that the male is the breadwinner. You know what I mean? He comes home, he works hard, he does his thing. Kids or no kids, regardless, he's still doing his thing, going to work and everything, you know what I mean, in a perfect world. But it's just like,
in a perfect world?
Yeah, it's not the case no more. That's a fairy tale, you know what I mean? Like, the economy is too crazy right now to just have one person working.
Look, everybody better go to work.
Shoot, okay. I'm telling you,
had
my
baby
daughter,
working too.
That's when my daughter gets 16. I'm like, time to go to work, girl. Time to go to work.
Man, that's what's up.
Man. Oh, man, we got a call. Let's get to the callers right now. We got some callers. I guess we're still on our topic today, girl. Let's get into it. Caller 0890, you on with Sexy Saturdays. Who is this and where you calling from?
This is Richard Spinks calling. How y'all doing? HR Double in the building.
Oh,
that's good. It's good.
So
you know,
you
we played the track, right?
We just played the track. Did you get to hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
What do you think?
It was pretty cool. I wasn't. I'd be the first. I ain't gonna front. I criticize myself quicker than anybody to criticize me. That's why I talk shit about a lot of artists. That second verse was off. It was hella off. And because I be on here talking shit about a lot of artists, that just gave them a reason to talk shit about me. That's how I look at it. I don't give a fuck, though.
Your biggest critic, so, you know what I mean? You're always going to critique your own self and be hard on yourself regardless. So, at least you know you're not no different from nobody else.
Oh, shit. I'm way different from them. I didn't do that. The structure of that song was changed. That's what it was. So it wasn't me, you know. But it's still a hot song. It's just that second verse, man. He could have took that off, you know. There ain't no telling, no.
Well, how was Saturday going so far? Besides you critiquing your own song, how's your Saturday going so far?
My Saturday good. Trust me. And
that's
yours on Sexy Saturday?
it's going lovely right now.
It's a lovely Saturday. It's good to hear your voice.
Hope so. Ain't no thing, no. I'll just call them to show some support and some love.
That's
you know?
We are talking about our topic right now. I know we're going hard in the paint. So what you
gotta,
you know, what you gotta elaborate on that with us?
Elaborate on what?
On the hot topic of the day.
What's the topic? I wasn't even listening, my bad.
And so Marie, go ahead and refresh the memory.
Huh?
The topic is, why do men treat women they care about badly and women they have no ties to with respect?
I honestly wouldn't know the answer to that question. Wouldn't know. But it is what it is. But you got to remember one thing, man. It's always something that the nigga done did or the female done did, and one of them just, one of them out of the situations that done happen, they probably just can't let shit go. So that's only simple solution I can come up with.
That sounds reasonable.
Thank you for keeping it real.
That's the only situation I could come up with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and at the same time, when you got one person on me that can't let something go, of course, the way they treat the person is they probably gonna feel that's the way that person should be treated. Because niggas is sensitive. Niggas is more sensitive than females, my bad. You know what I mean? And it's the God honest truth. Niggas are way more sensitive, you know. Whether they choose not to show it or not, all of my niggas, everybody I know, only one emotion they really do show is anger. You know. But other than that, you know, as far as like mentally, you better believe certain shit probably breaks them down inside, and niggas don't know why, because they don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Until they get to that breaking point where they're just going to explode because all the emotions they were holding inside, they're going to let it all out on the wrong one?
Yeah, that's what usually happens with a dude as far, you know, I keep wanting, I do that shit. It come out, it come out in a bad way.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I'm me.
Everybody got to be themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Everybody's their own person.
So, I mean, it is what it is, though. I mean, you got a lot of females out there to do the same shit to niggas. You know, I know a couple dudes going through it right now. But they play the female role in that relationship and actually put up with it and deal with it because they fucking stupid. You know,
yeah.
I think even a female dealing with it in honesty is stupid. But at the same time, you got a lot of dudes out there that are off their fucking rocker. So what can you do?
Right.
You know, people deal with things in their own way. You know, like we always say here on Sexy Saturdays, keep it real, keep it 100.
And that's what I try to do.
Listen, like, I think keep it
100 with myself.
Sometimes people just can't accept it.
They can't.
But they can't accept the reality of things.
No, a lot of times people can't accept the reality. They just choose not to deal with it. You know, you could block anything you do, man. You could fall and scrape your damn knee. You just block that shit out of your mind. It won't even hurt no more. And then in time, you just forget it's there.
That, you know what, that sounds crazy, but it's like you cut yourself and you're doing something and you don't notice you cut yourself until after you see the cut and then it starts hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it may sound stupid or funny, but shit, it's the truth. You just block that shit out your mind and you don't realize it, you know?
So putting that metaphor into a relationship, so to speak, how would you define that?
How would I define that?
Yeah.
A lot of people get what they deserve. Keep it 100, whether it's a dude or a female. I know in a relationship at the same time, if y'all both fucking up or if somebody fucked up a little more than the other or whatever, you know, everybody got their own different views on stupid shit like that. You know, it's up to somebody to decide. You got to grow up. Enough is enough. You can let that shit go and not deal with it, or you can learn to come to grips in some way, shape, or form. To be an adult about the situation, you know. But at the same time, it's only so far certain people can do or go with, or the word I'm looking for, I can't find it, you know.
Mm.
But it depends.
Yeah.
In the actuality, it depends on the people, on the person.
Yeah. That's the stuff. So what's been going on with you? Yeah, everyday life so far. Anything new coming up? Anything new happening as far as musically or personally?
Well, shit. Personally, I just got back. I just got back 3 days ago off the road. So, shit.
Okay.
But as far as music, I got a treat for y'all for the Hitman Squad. My nigga is going on a European tour. All right. And at the same time he's doing the European tour, a lot of y'all cats probably know him out there and know what he's about. My nigga Jay Blue with Interscope. Now, he renegotiating his contract or something like that, but he's trying to do a compilation album, and he's doing a European tour. And he asked me for a couple verses, but I told him I can't do the verses unless I have my Hitman Squad. So that's a plus for y'all. But he wanted to get it done as soon as possible. I'm just throwing it out there letting y'all know. He knows some heavy hitters in the game. He knows a gang of fucking A&R, a gang of producers. If you don't know who that boy is, YouTube his ass. He's real.
Jay Blue, my boy. That's my boy right there.
Yes.
You know, so I was talking to him. I was talking to him 2 days ago, and he was telling me. So I already let Rock know. I let Preem know. I'm letting y'all know. I didn't get a chance to talk to Tip, though, you know, to let him know. But it's a plus for y'all. If that's what y'all want to do. Everybody talking to someone with the music. It's there.
Yeah.
You know? Just YouTube that nigga or Facebook him. I don't know his Facebook. I guess it would be Jay Blue. I don't know. Keep on it.
Yeah.
It is. We have him.
But I know you need to hit him up and just tell him you know me and tell him you're a part of Hitman, and it's all good. And he'll go ahead and do his thing because he wants to get it done as soon as possible. And to a lot of people that don't know, too, I know I'm just rambling, but a lot of people that don't know, too, if I'm not mistaken, Poet is performing tonight at the Oasis at 8 o'clock, you know, so y'all can go ahead and go check her out, because she's pretty sick.
Who was that?
Poet.
Okay, that's what's up.
So y'all can go check that out, and then big shout-out to Unique, you know, doing this thing on that track, you know, shout-out to Erica Marie. The song's pretty cool. It's just my second verse, man. It's kind of fucked.
I don't care what you say. You got off on that track. Every time I hit,
I'm in my head.
I mean, I make it happen. I mean, my lyrics, dude, and my direction as far as songs, there's no question about that. It's just that was like a little off. I could hear the little 3 second delay in it, you know. And that's the only problem I have with that song in particular.
You can hear everything. You're like a perfectionist when it comes to your music. I mean, every drum is beat, but you like cutthroat with it.
But I mean, if I don't criticize myself, somebody will do it quicker than me. You know.
Okay.
Other than that, the song is sick. You know, you can't talk shit about nobody on the song except for my second verse. But even still, if you talk shit, I'll battle you and show you I'm better than you. Because I don't care. That nigga Ace Mackin, he already know. He lost, and he signed to somebody. Oh, this nigga signed to, like, Epic. He lost a battle 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And I was freestyling.
Richard Spinks, y'all.
Okay.
Like, these niggas ain't
I'm
ready,
telling
man.
You, everybody from Hitman is so motherfucking real.
These niggas ain't ready. And I know he listening because I told him to listen. So, Ace Mack, if you want it again, you can get it again.
That's what's up.
They gonna drop his ass if they hear it. I'm glad nobody recorded that shit because his label would have dropped his ass.
Oh, damn.
Like, shit. I like doing this.
Keeping that shit 100, and we feeling that right now.
You know?
ASAP Double in the building. It's Sexy Saturday. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. It's bangoutradio.com. We getting it in right here. But, man, let's put everybody on hold right now. Hold the animosity. We'll get into some tracks right now. We'll be back with Richard Spinks because we gotta elaborate on what he's talking about right now. So let's tune into this. Let's get back into the music, I should say. Let's do that. Let's do it. Sexy Saturday is right here. Hit us up, 661-621-7559. Elaborate with us on our topic of the day as well. Give out some shout-outs, some birthday wishes, all of that. Let us know what you're doing this weekend, what's going on, what's going down. I know where I'm going. I know where Erica Marie at. Where are you at? I want to know. Let's get into these texts right here.
She loves me now, she loves me not, but that won't stop her from licking on my lollipop. Shorty does a freak for show, she made me curl my toes, all because she sucked my soul. Yeah, she touched the right spots, but I'm a freak too, so I lick a hot box. I'm a grown ass man, yo, equal opportunity, feeling like a merry-go-round. Round and round, now here we go. Keep the lights on, girl, but just dim them low. Candle smells all in the air. Won't you quit playing, girl, and come over here. Full-time goon, part-time doughboy, but this is what it do. So, baby, what it do? Tell you what it don't mean, fall in love with you. See me now? Or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy, listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Solo star, melt in your mouth and not your hand. In success lane, speed and catch me if you can. I think you like the chase, you probably my number one fan. I don't work hard, I will effortlessly take your man, yeah. His say my pussy is his favorite dish. And to feed his appetite, be like his only wish, yeah. He love the smell and the taste of it. Fuck his lips and tongue, he put his whole face in it. I laugh, but I ain't lying, though. Fuck that Aquafina, so upgraded, call it Fiji Flow. If you let him tell you he don't do that, you's a silly hoe. Pussy got prerequisites, without head, I can't never go. So take a lick, sample it. It ain't hard, use your tongue, write your name in it. Just take a lick, sample it. If you do that right, I just might see how else you handle it.
See me now, or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy, listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
What's up, ladies? You know what it is. Let's go. It's on. I love your kiss, me and the sex for you. Show you bliss, physical euphoria. Who makes love like this? Every time you're gone, it's you I miss. You inspire hits, just like this. As I give you licks, like their favorite D-boy, I work my wrist. Finger pop your G-spot, so climactic. Press the button on your juice box, work on automatic. I love to hear you laugh. laughing. I love to see you smiling. Love the way you love to see your baby wildin'. You tell me that I'm fine, they just mad cause I'm styling. That's your opinion and not mine. You can even check our profiles, we are so social now. And you hope what you love again, I have found. As I write this, I grin at it now, like wow. Babies, I love every child. I have three kids, we already made family now. Just one baby mama, I don't spread my seed around. They tell me drop brand new hits, my takeover of the world is bound. Just cop brand new ish, you know how we get down. They gon' be stuck on stupid when any of them new wits we come down. Everything's on deck, let's smoke up a whole pound. Working on my Cali Connect, cause we like blowing loud. Nothing but Moscato 1800 that rose they bottles for now. Let's have heaven on earth, we can live mountain on the cloud. Living life for now. But when I transfer, will you put my body in my tomb and place me in my shroud? Can't help it now, tears drop down. Damn, there's too much moisture in these clouds. Damn, there's too much moisture in these clouds. Lovely, beautiful, elite ladies of the world. Those classy, sexy, independent women who handle their business every day. The queens, the goddesses. Remember, respect the king. It's the king of kings. DJ the Don.
We are back. It's your girl Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, right here on Sexy Saturdays on BangOutRadio.com. Give us a call at 661-621-7559. We're getting in right here on this lovely hot Saturday. Man, Erica Marie, what you doing?
They crazy, girl. You know I got that messed up foot. You know I ain't playing nothing. I'm watching. And you know I just got asked to cook, to help barbecue. I thought I was getting to play for free. They want me to work for it now?
Oh, man.
Man, I was trying to feel special. Now they're talking about, hey, you want to go? You want to come help me barbecue? What you talking about? They crazy out here.
I'm hosting the show and I'm the chef. What's going on?
That's what I'm saying.
Man, multitasking, you do your thing.
I was trying to sit back, relax, watch the game. You know, we got it in when you need to a little earlier. I'm going to hit up Anthony Moore, Mama Stone Photography, a little later and see what's up with him. Man, it's crazy out here. That was hot.
Is it hot? I'm inside,
so
I'm enjoying the AC. Is it hot out there?
No, it's really hot. I'm having me a nice little super sexy tan, though. It's cool.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have a nice little tan.
You going to be like Carmel, shade of Carmel?
Girl, I think I'm going to be a little bit darker than Carmel as hot as it is out here.
Man, we're getting it in. They're having a good old time over there at the park, enjoying some family time, I'm sure.
Yes, family and friends. I got all the little kids out here, everybody running around. Everybody having a good time. That's what's
good.
Up.
That's nice.
I'm enjoying this to see your family out there playing baseball. You know, some people, it's funny though, some people got people running for them. Never seen that.
Well, you know.
It's like, oh, I got bad knees. I'm going to swing the bat, and he going to run for me. That's what they're doing. If you can see this right now, that's what they're doing.
Man.
That's what.
At least they're out there playing. You got to give them that. They're out there doing their thing. They, you know, they're hitting the ball, getting their little, you know, their arm exercise.
Getting
going,
athletic.
You know,
getting athletic on us. Yeah. The whole family. The whole family out there getting athletic.
Right. Getting you in. All you indie artists out there, we're just playing some new tracks. That was one of our new tracks from our girl, Lorette. And we just had her on our show not too long ago. That was definitely a hot track as well. I've been playing actually some new artists right now. We're getting it in on this September to remember. Throughout the whole September, Sexy Saturdays is going to be putting out new music. New artists, some interviews going down. We have our girl, Nikki, a.k.a. Nick, getting it in our Sexy Saturdays next Saturday. We're going to have her bless
us. Oh, yeah, please stay tuned for that.
Yes. Man, this girl, she got flows, yo. Really got flows. I'm digging her. I'm digging her style. I'm digging her tracks. So I'm excited to have her on our next show. And we doing it. Sexy Saturday, we really doing it right now. Erica Marie, Amanda Baby G, getting me in. We holding it down for our girl, Token for BangOutRadio.com.
Oh, of course. For the whole fam. And as always, artists, send us your music. We want to hear it. We want to put it out there. We want to get it on the airwaves to sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com.
Yes. So please hit us up. Send us your tracks. I'm getting emails left and right. I mean, I'm loving it. Please.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely going to get played. Be patient. You know, be patient with us. I know some people have been sending me tracks from, like, since last month. But you know what? I'm trying to get it played.
We're trying to get everything rotated.
It's hard out there for a player, but.
Just give us some time.
Just
give give us some time.
Yes. Well, this is definitely Sexy Saturday, September, to remember. We holding it down right now, playing a new track from Hitman, Richard Speaks, Erica Marie, Unique, NQ Productions, getting it in. We played it earlier. We definitely going to play it again before we go, because it was definitely a hot track. And it's time to get to see our girl, Erica Marie, her voice on the track. Finally.
Whatever. I tried. That's what I say. I tried.
Now we're about it. So she was getting it in. She did her thing on the track. Emotions running high. Definitely call in. You want to hear it again, you know. Definitely don't be afraid to call in. If you hear a song that you like and you want to hear it, give us a call and let us know. Give a big shout out to whoever's track it is and just say, hey, you know, I'm feeling that track. I'm feeling what they got to say on it, you know, whatever. And just like, I want to hear it again. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. And we'll definitely get that song played for you. If you want to give a shout out to anybody, birthday shout out, you know, whatever you feel that you need to say on the radio that, you know that they're going to be listening, come, give us a shout out, you know. If you don't like cussing somebody out or, you know, looking somebody to beat up, like, play that for somewhere else. Play that for Jerry Springer or something. But, I mean, if you want to show love, you want to show love back. You want to call in and show love to somebody else, you know, we'll let you bless your presence on the mic. On the air, I should say. So definitely, let's elaborate more on this topic, Erica Marie. What do you got to say about the topic of the day?
Oh, yes, hot topic of the day. Why do men treat women they care about badly and women they have no ties to with respect? To me, that's just ludicrous. But it gets done every day, though. It really does, you know. Some people can't help their emotions. Some people don't know how to handle things. And like Richard Spinks said, men are sensitive. And you know I have been saying that for months, right? I have been saying that for months on air. And a man finally repeated it. So I'm glad.
You got that validation. You good, right?
Yes, I needed that validation. I needed that. Like, I really did. I needed a man to be like, yes, we are sensitive creatures.
When emotions are high and anger, you know, your anger, you're running off of anger, why you'll be willing to do anything or say anything regardless of how badly it hurts.
I mean, I've gotten told things and been told later, like, I didn't mean it. And then sometimes when you get told later, it's like, oh, I don't care anymore if you meant it. You should have never said it. Like, you would think of something like that if you said it.
Exactly. I mean, they definitely have some type of truth to it, you know.
I mean, a lot of men have told me before, you know, sometimes when you're just angry, you just say things just to hurt somebody. They have no truth to them. But why would you want to be so ugly to somebody you care about? That's just ugly. You guys hear me? Ugly.
I mean, how can you relate to this topic in any shape or form? Can you, you know, put a scenario out
there for us? All the time, all day, every day. Everything we talk about, I can always relate to a little bit.
That is so true. Well, do you have a story to tell us this time about this topic?
Ooh-wee, stories. You want stories now, baby? You're digging now.
Yeah,
we're digging. What's going on? Well, you know, of course, we don't say any names, but of course, we don't never say any names, but yeah, I ain't going to put nobody on blast, hurt nobody's feelings. They might be listening. They might not be listening, now. You never know.
Don't put nobody on the hot seat.
I'm just saying, you never know.
You never know.
But
sometimes people just need to grow up. And I actually think it's silly to treat someone that you don't know. I mean, I've been told before, like, oh, I don't give a fuck about her. I don't care about her. I care about you. That's why I lie to you. I said, hell, keep it real with me if you care about me. I don't want to hear no bullshit.
Hmm, so true. I mean, why is it, though? Why is it that, I mean, as far as men go, you know, they don't like to show feelings at all, like if they don't even care. But then when they lose that person, all of a sudden it's just
then it's all bad. Well, what was our topic last time? Two Saturdays ago, why do people want something back once it's gone?
Yeah, why would, yeah.
Man, doesn't it seem like everything we talk about always ties in with each other? It's so funny. So funny. I love it, though.
It's so cute.
I can always go back and reference somebody. Like, remember when that guy said, or remember when so-and-so said? Yeah, I'll be putting people on blast. It's okay because I put myself on blast. It's okay. I don't just put people on blast and don't put myself on blast. It's all good.
Definitely. I mean, I'm definitely feeling this topic because I don't like that. I don't like when things that were unacceptable when you're in a relationship, you know, as far as, like, if you're with somebody and they treating you so good, everything's so lovey-dovey, you know, butterflies and all that and rainbows. And then, you know, you get into argument and stuff starts happening and you're arguing more and more and just, he's not the person that you thought, you know, he was. She's not the person you thought she was. And it's just like you're really seeing each other for really who they are. Or just times are so hard.
No, I mean, I was just going to say, bad times sometimes bring out the worst in people.
Exactly.
That's not necessarily who a person is. It just sometimes it brings out the worst in person.
Exactly.
Like,
it may change the person.
I'm not going to say any names or anything. But you guys know I always reference people. I know someone that got into it with their kid's mother. They have three beautiful children with this woman. And they got into an argument. And this one of the people spit in the other people's face. And told the other person that, you see what you do to me, you bring out the worst in me. Now, I just thought, I couldn't believe it. I thought that was just so disrespectful. I would never spit in a person's face, ever. Like,
right.
And if you spit in my face, you better hide.
You better run.
Yes, because I was trying to kill you, spit in my face.
Right.
That is just so disrespectful, is it not? Like, who does that? Who spits in a person's face?
No class.
I don't I'm telling you. And then while all the while this is going on, they're the other person that they're with is getting treated just so luxuriously, waited on hand and foot. But they have kids with this person, and they this other person got their face spit in. It's just horrible. It's just a horrible situation.
That's crazy.
And, you know, like I said, a lot of people just can't handle their emotions. I mean, sometimes I can't handle my emotions. At least I'm not gonna lie about it, though.
I feel that sometimes people act on emotion, and then when they really care about somebody, truly care about, they act the most craziest towards. You know what I mean? That's exactly what you're saying. About sitting in somebody's face. It's like you can love that person, care about that person deeply, and knowing that the feeling is mutual, but can do just some grimy shit to them. You could cheat on them. You could, you know, disrespect them. You know, there's so many things. And it's just like when you love a person and care about a person, you would want to fight. You know, fight for that love. Fight for that relationship. Not literally fight.
Yeah, that's remember we were talking. Remember our show, our domestic violence show.
Yeah.
Like, really, really, we talked the whole show. Nobody called in. But as soon as, I kid you not, as soon as we went off air, so many people were hitting me up, like, man, I feel you on that. Just all kinds of stuff, like.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we keep it real. We talk about topics that are real. We talk about topics that relate to us in any shape or form. They mean that to us, to the people around us, because it needs to be talked about. It needs to be said. There's some people talking about the economy is, you know, there's people going through stuff right now. I mean, I know people that are, you know, going through really hard times right now to the point where they're, like, almost homeless. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy out here these days. The economy driving people crazy.
You know,
got people spitting on people.
Well, you know, like, damn, is it that hard? But shit is getting to us too up in the sun. It's, you know, like global warming. That's just not a joke. That's crazy. But, man, like, this topic is, like I said, it's both the home. I understand where people are coming from. Vice versa, male or female, put your shoes in the, you know, put yourself in their position. Like, it's hard. When you love somebody, like I said, life is too short. When you love somebody and they have your heart and, you know, just things that happen. There's arguments. You don't, you know, you disagree on certain things. Take a step back. Take a break and think about it. And give yourself time to think about it. Don't just rush to another relationship. Don't just try to look for the next thing. Because sometimes that, you know, it may seem good for the moment. It may seem good for right then and there or whatever. But at the end of the day, there's nothing like that person that you love. There can be no other person and no other person like that.
I mean, too, at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to say this to men and women that have children with each other. At the end of the day, y'all need to learn how to respect each other a little bit more than you do.
Right, especially the children of
my children. Oh, yeah, you know, 2011 people, it's time to grow up.
I mean, that was part, you know, part of the most breakups, too. I mean, I see so many people getting together, married or not, having children. You know, once they have children, it's like a couple months, maybe to a year, they break up. I'm like, are you serious? It's like, when you have a baby, I think that you should be coming together and actually, you know, everything should be lovey-dovey.
Things should be lovey-dovey, but they're not always lovey-dovey.
Yeah. I don't know what's that, if it's that, oh, my God, I'm having a child kind of reality, or, oh my God, it's, you know, I'm a family man or I'm a family woman or something like that. I don't know. Is it what triggers all that? I mean, especially about, you know, especially women who are having babies at home with the babies, taking care of them, and the man just always out, always going out, or always with his friends, or always doing something, never home, not helping. Like, I think that also ties into our topic as far as, like, being disrespectful or treating them badly. Like, how can you have these kids with somebody that you say you love and care about, but don't want to have to take care of the kids or spend time? I can see if, you know, your job takes you away from what you have to do, you know, or from being with your family, but at the end of the day, like, I see that there's no other reason. I think once you get married, or even if you're not married, once you're in a relationship and you have children, all that extra curricular activities as far as going out, everything like that, I mean, that should all either be calmed down, you know, or it has come going in, you know, depending on, you know, the people's relationship and how they work things out.
Yes.
I think that happens with, you know, treating someone badly.
I was just going to say, that just ties into it perfectly.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I think that, I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you have a baby with somebody, regardless of the situation, I think you should always try to work things out for the sake of that child, because there's too many parenting that are split up, you know, and it sucks to have a child go through that and be like, oh, well, one day I'm at mom's house, and the next day I'm at dad's house, you know, unless it really is not, you know, doesn't work out, it's really not meant to be, and you guys really did try, you know, then it's understandable, but some people just break up for the most stupidest stuff.
what did Richard think? He said sometimes people just can't get over things.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I said, like, that was like the realest comment I ever heard.
Look, that's one of the realest things I ever heard come out of his mouth. No.
Yeah, because it's true. I mean, everybody has, you know, everybody can be immature, depending on the situation. Everybody can say, but nobody's perfect. Nobody's full grown.
My mama ain't even full grown.
I mean, honestly, age has no factor.
Not at all. Some people just can't handle things and don't know how to handle things, no matter how old they are. Like, you still see older women trying to get out in the streets and fight. I'm like, aren't you a grown-ass woman? What's wrong with you? Okay.
Like, you're probably your great-grandma over there trying to get buck with somebody.
Man, I'm like, is there an age limit on fighting? Come on. What's up?
I know. That's for me. This topic, we can go on and on for days and days about this topic. We can elaborate it, kill it, analyze it, all that.
Man, we need to get into some music.
This could be a three-course meal on this topic right here. But we're definitely going to get you some more tracks right now. We'll be back with your girl, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, on this sexy Saturday. Let us know what you're doing this Saturday. Call us 661-621-7559. You just want to give a shout-out, birthday shout-out to somebody. Or, you know, let us know what you're doing this weekend. Or let us know where you're going. Or where the hottest club is at. Or the hottest party is at. So on and so forth. Or if you just want to talk to us, you know.
If you want to hear our sexy voices, you know, you want to say something sexy.
All that good stuff, so. We'll be back right here, Sexy Saturdays on Bang Out Radio.
Danny, quit singing about love. I'm telling you something. He has songs, as soon as you hear them, your ass just lit up.
For the love, I'm above the basics and only saying this once. If you playing the drum and making your fun, keep the love rolling, cause we never faking the fun. You spanking the butt, spray pimping, yeah, that's all good. Just remember that you kick it in a small hood. I wish y'all would try to diss the area code 66805, yeah, stand in your home. That's what's cracking, hood. That's what's cracking, hood. Stop crazy right here, come on, grab the blunt. I ain't tripping on the nonsense. I'm just mixing up the concept. Epsilon KC chamber, love. Get the bond, great trees, blazer, blood. Call it a process, like verse hitting counting. Peace, I say my words and I'm out.
I wanna tell you, but you know that it's real, because these people gas you up, saying shit that you feel. So pull the trigger back and let it blow your brains back. Switch to my rhythm, let your soul rewind that. You could be something new to me, but you see something true in me. Now you know that I'm a spaced out candidate. My lady from Venus, you know that. I'm automatic like a shooter with banana clips. Banana 66 and spitting that Govina chip. They look good from the west, thank God bless. I show love, certified for with progress. I never hate on your approach and how you do it, but next time around, put some love inside your music. Yeah.
Tell you the treasure. Whenever you're blessed, being present's a pleasure. So why should you settle for lesser than the best of what life has to offer you yet, ma? And these lanes won't get you where I'm going. We'll discuss it over breakfast in the morning. Good morning. And I see some ladies tonight that I like with their jeans fitting tight like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, got their weed fixed nice like. And I see some ladies tonight that I like with the bling on their ice like. And I see some shorties tonight that I like, everything just right like. Yeah. They gon' love this. Easy, what up? We got another one, homie. Two-stepping.
Feel your warm breath down my neck and I I'm gonna touch you there, give you everywhere. I wanna switch positions, I wanna get on top and take control, and I'm gonna lay you down. I'm gonna love you down, babe. Let me love you right now. Let me kiss you right now. I wanna make love to you, baby. Show how much love I've got for you. Let me love you right now. Let me love you right now.
Lower it last, but she had to know about my past from daddy food said, and mama shown nights that you fly from side of unhurt cries of an Ethiopian kid, only 9, losing ground, angels hold the bridge. Fifth of Richmond in the hood, why the broke local kids? It's love, hate, open the floodgates for this rush child. Never met sergeant. Captain looking dumb now, wait, pause, and listen. The laws of religion for all Christians. I write far beyond scriptures. Come from a humble beginning of loving women and God willing. We hugging children and touch the spirits, which every rich man can experience the way the homeless is living. God, yeah, hurricanes and volcanoes. How could such a devilish woman give birth to an angel? Help the skills to eating forbidden fruit. Our old woman fountain of youth, a fountain of you. Herbs you stand to fly, one grounded too. My wife, nice friends with lifesavers. You think it's hard? Try them into the heartbeats of a cancer patient. Dope. Was born to wonder about the storm of thunder. Imagine crying as I'm dying and all be a lover. Step Hop was a preacher, man. Peep how he backslide. Yeah, less than a month, but just doing it at the time. Restore love with poems evolving in songs. I write far from home. I write far from home. I bring a melody to sing. Self-ex-stoking, getting closer to our dreams. Let's see, yo. Getting closer to your dreams. Getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. We getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. We getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. Gary Jackson. We ain't getting closer to our dreams. Fighting Stone. Getting closer to your dreams. My homie Shell. Getting closer to your dreams. I'm getting closer to your dreams. Fat Soul. Getting closer to your dreams. Junior P. Getting closer to our dreams. Young Nine. Getting closer to your dreams. My girl.
Make you small enough so you wouldn't show. Then I
could take you every single place that I would go. You'll be my pocket love, pocket love, pocket love. You'll be my pocket love, pocket love, pocket love. I wish that I could take you every place that I would go. Show you on to everybody that I ever known. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you dead, she sits down for the ride. I can't believe that you got me feeling like this. It seemed like I done gave you my last kiss. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you're my bunny, you know I'll be your pride.
What's good, everybody? We're back. It's Sexy Saturdays right here on BangOutRadio.com. It's your girl, Amanda Baby, and Erica Marie in the building. We holding it down right here on this lovely Saturday.
What's good? We in the building. It's so hot out here, baby G. Girl, you should be glad you ain't out here. But I just found out two people out here have just one has a birthday coming up on September 6th. JJ Stones, happy birthday. And somebody just had a birthday a few days ago. Sharice, so happy birthday, everybody out here. Give them a little birthday shout out.
Yeah. Definitely.
But they got to bring a soda out here, some hot links, soda. It's good. It's all good.
That's what's
it's
up.
Hot, though.
Just give a shout out to everybody out there. I'm going to be on my way to the Palmdale Amphitheater out in Palmdale, Cali, to see Chaka Khan and Keith Sweat live. Like, I'm excited. I'm not excited to go out in that heat, but I'm excited.
So, yes. You gotta let me know how that goes. You gotta let me know how that goes.
I'm definitely gonna take pictures and, you know, definitely hold it down for Bang Out out there. I don't know who else is going, but I heard it's gonna be a sold out show. I mean, why wouldn't it? Chaka Khan? I mean, come on now. Really? Why wouldn't
Keep
it?
Sweating. You know that nigga can sing a woman out of her draw.
Right.
He can't sing me out of mine, I'm just saying.
So we heard, right?
Yeah, so we heard. Yeah. He ain't in my age range at all.
Yeah,
it wasn't my days, it was somebody else's days.
Too much. But yes, we were doing our thing. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. End of our show. So sad, as usual to see.
We always hate to leave you guys. Especially when we have so much fun.
I know. We jogged out there all the time. Like, this is bad. Like, you think me and Erica Marie jogged out here, like, when we get off air and it's just us and we hang out, you know, we really, really be talking, y'all. Y'all have no idea.
we're a little crazy together.
I know, definitely. But it's cool, though, because we have a good time and we love what we do at the end of the day, so it's always fun.
Exactly. But this hot topic today.
I know, our hot topic today was on point. I really wish we could elaborate it more and have more time to discuss, you know, talk about it and have more callers phone in about it. But you know what? It's all good.
Yes, I definitely want to shout out Unique and Richard Spinks. You know, we got it in on that song, Emotions. That that's the joint right there. I'm proud of it, you know, because that's my little first in studio recording. Well, it's not my first, but it's my first little debut, you know. So really, really excited.
Oh, let's get into this caller right now before we give our shout-outs. Let's get into this caller. 3217, who always says Saturdays. Who is this and where you calling from?
Hey, what's it? It's Marley B calling. You feel me? I wanted to give y'all a shout-out. I always, you know, call in and listen to the show, but I always, like, miss a chance to call in on my phone and give y'all a shout-out, you know, and tell y'all I see y'all with y'all drive and ambition. Y'all doing good. I love y'all show, you know what I'm saying? It's always sexy, for real. I was matched with y'all last weekend because I'm, like, kind of, like, bashful sometimes when it comes into, like, talking about it or bringing it up. But as soon as you bring it up, oh, shit, it's a wrap.
You already know. I don't know if you heard us one time. We were like, hey, if you all want to talk about it with us, we know when you get off the air, you go home with somebody and you're talking about it with them.
With them. Real talk. For real, for real. So, you know, I'm going to make it short because I got a couple minutes. I wanted to tell everybody to come out, you know, that sexy for my video shoot next weekend. I'm definitely going to disclose the location tomorrow. So be looking for that on Facebook and on Bang Out Radio. I'll be reporting that every day on Grind Network with the Tuesdays and my show Wednesday. So, you know, y'all come out because it's about all about being sexy. This song, Touch, you know, everybody really likes it. Rico wrote it and produced it, you know what I'm saying? And we went in there and did our Jamie Foxx and Adina Howard thing. And
ooh, I can't wait for that.
Laid it down. So, you know, this is going to be a night or a weekend. We can't forget September 9th and 10th. So you guys make sure you come out and have a blast. You know what I'm saying? Stay in contact with me.
Oh, most definitely. You know, it's a September to remember. Sexy Saturday's holding down. It's definitely a September to remember. But Molly B, we got to get on it. Definitely. They're definitely a hot track.
So, you know, shout out to everybody, Bang Out family, you know, Topaz, Drina, Supreme, Jay Payton, you guys. Love y'all. And our new addition, The Dagger, you know what I'm saying? Happy to see him.
Join,
you know what I'm saying, the staff. So, y'all stay up and keep it up. I love y'all. Talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye. Oh, that's my girl.
Always showing love. I said, Bang Out family, always supporting each other. You know, as far as what they do on the outside of Bang Out Radio, we always support each other and hold it down.
Yes, 100%.
120%.
Everybody on Bang Out is getting it in.
Yeah, it's grind time. It's time to get it in and do what we got to do, and that's what we're doing. So big shout out to Marley B, the whole Bang Out family, Topaz, Supreme, JP, Katrina, everybody out there on Bang Out. Dagger, holding it down.
Yeah, shout out to Dagger, the newest member of the fam. That's what's up.
Make sure you tune into him tomorrow. He holding it down. So definitely log on to bangoutradio.com and become our, you know, join our page, join our website. It has everybody on there. It'll tell you the times and date of our shows. Or definitely hit us up on our Facebook as well, Erica Marie Amanda Baby G. Or go ahead and hit up Topaz Lachey. I mean, everybody has a Facebook, but just type them in and look them up, and you'll find them. They're there.
Yes.
We all there.
You can hit any of us up any day of the week.
Yes.
It's
but
all love.
Shout-outs to Hitman, of course. Want to give a couple of shout-outs to definitely everybody that's giving me music right now. All these new music that I play today, there's going to be new music next Saturday. Our girl Nikki, a.k.a. Nick's coming in the building. We're going to give a live interview, you know, just to show her talent and hear some more tracks of hers that are off the chain, I'm telling you. She holding it down. Do you want to give any shout-outs before we go?
Before we go, I want to talk with Anthony Moore from Omer Skellett's Photography.
Everybody, this is Anthony. I'm down at Omer Skellett.
Hey.
Huh?
How you doing?
Can you hear us?
Very little,
We get windy out here.
Yeah, speak up.
Yeah. Mama Stalin is barbecuing. I'm trying to steal him away from the grill here. I want to get off. Yes, hit him up, though. Hit him up. A hell of a photographer.
Yeah, that's our very own. Feels very special because that's our very own photographer, Amplin, a.k.a. Anthony Moore, from Moment Sewing, Amplin, and Spoil Ryan. He does very good work. If you go to my Facebook or Erica Marie's Facebook, he did a couple of photos from us, and you can definitely hit him up. He has very talented. So definitely hit him up.
Yes, very talented, very professional. And I know he does a lot of sexy photos for the ladies, you know. You want to feel sexy, he can make you feel sexy without making you feel uncomfortable.
Exactly. So, I mean, too bad our show is coming to an end, but we're very thankful and grateful for everybody listening, tuning in,
yes,
giving us a shout out, you know, on Facebook and showing love, everybody everywhere. We're worldwide, so we definitely holding it down. We're holding it down for the 661, but we're worldwide.
Yes.
But shout out
Hang
to you,
out, baby.
Sweating, probably
yes.
Sweating.
I am right
that.
Now. I'm about to get my grub on right now. I couldn't get on air and eat, you know. I couldn't do that to y'all. Me chewing all in y'all ear now.
All righty. Well, we're going to get into some more tracks for now. We're going to leave you with some tracks. We'll get into this track since Marley B came in and showed us love. We're going to get into this track. And look out for that music video or be a part of it. Hit her up on Facebook. Let's get into this track, Touch, by Marley B and Rico. And we'll see you next Saturday. Everybody have a good, safe weekend.
Bye-bye.
Touching your body, girl. Touch your body, way he won't touch it, girl, he won't touch it. I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body, tight, I'ma touch it, girl, I'ma touch it. Girl, you know it's on, babe, girl, it's on. We can take this back to my place,
we can take this to my place.
Girl, I'm tryna open up the lane. I know, girl, that you like it, know, girl, that you like it. I'ma touch your body, girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, say. I'ma touch your body, girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body,
I'ma touch your body. I'ma take you down just like a plane, yeah. I know you want all of me. Boy, I know you like it, baby.
Don't try to fight it, oh.
I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'm touching on, and I'm touching on you, babe.
You're touching on me,
babe.
Girl, why we playing this touching game?
What
I do, you do the same. What I do, girl, promise you do the same. You won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like
like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe.